Hey, everybody, welcome to Pop Culture Panic. This is Harold Mitch Mitchell.
I'm Arthur Sprinkle.
And I'm Nicole James.
And this week we are secretly broadcasting from the casket of Oliver Reed.
So what do we got going on?
Let's start with movie news, because there's big goings on.
There is. We all three just recently watched the newly released teaser for Avatar. The simplest way to put it is I have a movie boner about that.
That is a very simple and crude way to put it.
I know.
But maybe it has.
Yeah, well, it's one of those movies that the only way to describe the teaser is to say, oh my god, it got me so excited I don't know how to contain myself, and I express that with boners. I got a Cameron Woody.
Yeah. That's starting to sound gay.
It is. It I'm is. Just going to stop talking. Why don't you two tell me what you thought about the teaser?
Well, let's start with Nicole, since you were kind of the cold turkey one night. Like, you didn't know much about it.
Well, the preview I watched, was it supposed to be in a different language?
No.
That was an accident. Nicole actually watched a teaser that was, I believe, in French. Yeah. Although, really...
There's only three words in the entire show.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it didn't sound like there was much talking or anything. It just...
No, the only thing he says is, this is great.
Yeah.
Except that with you,
it was like, sacre bleu.
I'm pretty sure it means, oh my god.
I thought it had something to do with cheese, obviously.
But that would mean in Beauty and the Beast, when the candlestick guy says, sacre bleu, invaders, he said something about cheese, and then invaders.
Yeah, I thought he was saying, holy cheese, there's invaders coming. Yeah,
that makes sense.
You got the French version, which is, it was basically the same, but we couldn't get the Apple website trailer to load, so we had to go seek it out somewhere. What did you think?
I thought it looked interesting. I was, like, blown away by it.
The visual, I know. Now, get this. All the effing internet nerds are out there, I swear to you, on the message boards that I frequent. Response was about 80% negative.
What?
And
why?
People were saying, oh my god, it looks like a video game. Or, hey look, it's the Phantom Menace all over again.
I just want to know what their basis, like, did they give a reason as to why they think it looks stupid, or were they just like, hey, this looks stupid? Did they give...
They're all saying that the special effects look awful. The CGI looks bad. It looks terrible, and...
What?
I don't get it.
Okay,
did
they download the teaser to their Atari?
People were saying, "Oh, Blizzard's trailer for StarCraft looked more realistic."
That's clearly someone who has been physically beaten with boards or bats or something that should have the parents arrested. I'll just say this right now: I'm a WoW nerd. Okay,
I
play World of Warcraft. I've watched their cinematics in a very geeky, religious way. I'm sorry, but you're telling me that looks more realistic than the trailer for Avatar.
Just,
the trailer for Avatar.
It's just something to bitch about. People, essentially what it is James Cameron has never made a movie that didn't rock everyone's world. And now it's been 12 years since he came out with a narrative flick, and everybody's just lining up to bash it. I mean, that's what it is, you know.
I've heard you use that term several times, and pardon my ignorance, but maybe this will help other people who are as ignorant as I am. What do you mean by a narrative flick? Like, do you literally mean that it's a flick where there's kind of a narrative voice over the
thing? No. What I mean is that it's, and just to be clear, there's not many people as ignorant as you. So,
okay.
We're talking about...
no, but just in case one of those people listens to our podcast...
No. What I mean by that is that it's a story. He's made documentaries.
Oh, okay. Because of the fact that he's followed up his last movie with a few documentaries, you're saying this is back to a story.
Right. I mean, if it makes you feel better to say movie instead of narrative
film. I would prefer you say movie as opposed to narrative movie.
Right.
How long did he wait in between Titanic
god, it's
been
and 12
whatever?
Years. Okay.
What was the last one he did before Titanic?
What was
before Titanic?
Yeah, like what was his last movie? Or probably Terminator 2?
Yeah,
probably.
T2.
Wow, so that was actually quite a gap between.
Yeah.
Or somewhat of a gap between T2 and Titanic, too.
Well, probably not that much of a gap. When Titanic came out 12 years ago, so that would have been 90.
I think it was 97.
Yeah. And he did, before that, he did The Abyss. And then before that, okay. Aliens. And before that... Oh, wait, he did True Lies somewhere.
Did he do that?
Yeah. That was a James Cameron flick?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yep.
He did True Lies at some point.
That's good. It's really good.
Okay, well, from the teaser, people who think it looks like the graphics are terrible and CGI is horrible and WoW looks better, you're just plain retarded and you need to shut the podcast off and stop subscribing.
Because we don't need ya.
We don't need ya. I'm sorry, that's like someone who's looking at blue and calling it red.
We need you. Come back. Seriously, keep downloading.
Don't get offended by them.
You're saying it looks like the bomb diggity.
Yeah, it looks like the bomb diggity, and people who say the CGI is terrible, that's just dumb. Okay, then just leaving it at that.
I'm going to throw this in as well. James Cameron is a great filmmaker. I mean, he cares about story. He cares about characters, which is why all of his big sci-fi films work. Even ones that are stupid, like T2. Because the guy knows how to film action, he knows how to build suspense, he knows how to make special effects work for the story instead of in addition to the story, and he knows how to make characters that we care about.
Like,
and that's why I'm excited for this movie, is because, yeah, the CGI, blah, 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 sure, it'll be great, but I'm excited because James Cameron's making a fucking movie.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I thought the CGI effects looked like, honestly, I wouldn't know they were CGI, except for the fact that I know creatures like that don't exist.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously gotta be CGI, but seriously looked as real as anything else, in my opinion. And the story looked amazing. Like, just from, even though you don't see it really, you know, like you said, there's three words of dialogue in the teaser, but...
Right.
But the only thing I can think of is that the people that we mentioned before who decide from the get-go to not like something because it's popular. And this movie has got so much buzz that it seems like it's going to be popular, so they've decided to set themselves apart from the crowd.
Right.
They're going to be the cool few who think it looks retarded. But
which, what's funny about that is that on the internet, that's all there is. Like the cool few who speak out against it make up like 98% of the people online. So yeah. They're in their environment, they're not the cool few.
Yeah, well, what show was it that kind of made fun of that fact that they were like, you know, someone was going to, I think they were becoming goth, like some kid was turning to goth, and they were like, I want to be different like everyone else.
I think that was South Park.
I was just going to say
was
that.
Was it South Park?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, the whole episode was about being different like everyone else.
Right.
And it was just, it's true. People value being different so much so that everyone is different together.
Right.
So, kind of defeats its own purpose.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
Yeah, and one thing I think that looks amazing about it is that it looks like something from a
fantasy
story, something like that, meshed with sci-fi. And I know fantasy and sci-fi, it's not like that hasn't been done before, but it's not really in an epic movie. It's either a fantasy movie or a sci-fi movie, but mixing the two concepts really is something that should be left to James Cameron.
Yeah, leave it to Jimmy Boy.
Jimmy Boy. Okay, so what else is going on?
I was pretty stoked about the WoW trailer. I'm not stoked about catching five levels.
Yeah, we can talk about WoW. We can talk about pop culture.
You're not
culture
stoked
panic.
About catching
No, level. Leveling from 70 to 80 was a bitch.
Yeah, but it's gotta be, because they only have 10 levels to work with.
It takes so long.
I mean, think how much it would suck if you bought an expansion pack and maxed out your level cap in 3 days.
I'm at that point where I did so much in Burning Crusade that by the time Lich King came out or whatever and it was 80, I was done raiding. I was sick of sitting in front of the computer for like 4 or 5 hours a night, reading like a little nerd.
Because you're not dedicated.
No, I'm not as dedicated as I used to be to the game.
I've
but...
never been dedicated.
Yeah, you know, you gotta give kudos to WoW, to World of Warcraft, because, yeah.
Careful, it'll get you.
It's nerdy, it's technically nerdy, it's an MMO, and people get sucked into it to a degree which they should be ashamed of, usually.
Why?
But, Well,
why should they be ashamed of it?
Well, they shouldn't be ashamed of
it. Why should they be any more ashamed of that than people who, whose life revolves around baseball?
Okay, that's a good point. You know, because people's lives revolve around many other ridiculous things, such as baseball or cars or... The one thing that I'll say is different about WoW is that it seems to have such an addicting quality to it that you hear stories about guys who have, like, left their wives at the hospital who just had a baby because they had to go raid. And their explanation...
That's hot.
their explanation was, well, honey, if I leave you here, that's one disappointed person, but if I stay here, there's going to be 25 people disappointed. people have done this. So there's been divorces over World of Warcraft. Honest to God,
there have been divorces over dysfunctional people.
Yeah.
In World of Warcraft.
Who decided to divorce themselves in World of Warcraft to get away from a dysfunctional marriage. But
so fun.
There's a very addicting quality to it, and the only reason I was saying some people should be ashamed is that it often sucks people in so much so that they begin to ignore valuable things in their life that are obviously way more important than a game, like getting together with real life friends in real life. Mm-hmm. They'd much rather sit at home and raid with fake people who they'll never meet in real life.
Is it fake people though?
Well, not fake people, but
no. But I mean, what I mean by that is that I would say that I have more close friends online than I have in quote real life. I have friendships online that have lasted over a decade. People that I speak to every day.
Yeah.
That I've been through divorces with, and the births of children, and the deaths of family members. And I feel extremely close to these people. And I've never seen half of them.
I had quite a few close relationships when I was really into, like, raiding and stuff like that. Certain people in my guild and whatnot. God, I sound like such a nerd.
Yeah, you are a nerd. But, but I mean, is it any different to get together and raid a dungeon? It does sound nerdy, doesn't it?
I know, doesn't it?
Is it any different than getting together for a picnic or a barbecue
Like, we used to drink on Friday nights. Like, everybody would, like, hook into vent, and we would just sit there and drink and BS all night long.
You know what? I'm gonna put this out there, okay? For everyone out there who bashes WoW players and says it's so stupid and they're all nerds, yes, I'm totally turning 360 degrees and going back on what I just said about the fact that we should be ashamed of it. You know what? You know what? Mitch brings up a good point, and that's that he's had good internet friends that have, friendships that have lasted over 10, you know, I almost said over 10 decades, over 10 years.
We're immortals.
You know, and people that you've never met, but you feel really close to, you've been through important issues with, and I think there is an inherent nerdiness associated with WoW players because you use terms like raiding a dungeon, fighting dragons, leveling your mage.
I just got my epic mount
sounds vaguely sexual to somebody who isn't familiar with the game.
Okay, but the reason I think there's an inherent nerdiness associated with that is because that's all rooted in Dungeons and Dragons. Right. And those people... A certain select group of them. I know.
Easy.
I know. There's a certain group of them, at least, a large group of them probably, that truly were nerds because they would get together and not just play the game, but they had to dress up, they had to, like, no joke, if you're going to break character, you get the fuck out of my house.
Right.
Like, I mean, no, you I know, people,
never do anything
people
like
who
that.
Seriously, like, divulge their lives into this game, like Dungeons and Dragons.
Now, do you think this is the equivalent of people who paint their bodies blue and go to a baseball game or a football game and wear giant wigs and hats that are shaped like vegetables? How is that different? Well, for that matter, how is that different than the people who dress up in their favorite team jerseys?
They probably communicate on the internet.
Yeah, sure they do. And they get pissed off if you're talking about something other than the game during the game.
Yeah. But they're not pretending to be a different race.
Or preside under it.
You know
what I mean? All right, fine.
They're not presuming to have magical powers, okay? They're not really getting pissed off if you're breaking breaking into reality from the storyline of fighting a dragon. There, yeah. You know, there, it's similar. I'll give you that, but it's not the same.
Right.
I'm gonna venture to say it's not the same.
I'm gonna say that they're both forms of escapism, though.
Yeah, definitely.
And I'm not bagging on sports fans, by the way. I'm a huge, crazy freak for Cornhusker football.
Yeah.
And I mean, I go nuts for it. I absolutely love it. But I'm just saying that I think people that are interested in fantasy or science fiction or, you know, genre forms of escapism get a bad rap. You know?
Yeah.
Because there's less of them.
I can see your point, but a good example of that is, I think Dungeons and Dragons, at least the people who would really, really role play, they would have certain clothing they would wear, and they would seriously not break character, and that gets a little onto the nerdy side. And I think that's when people think of those kind of people, they just kind of instantly associate that type of personality with anyone who plays WoW, which is so not the case. I mean, anybody from like 8-year-olds to 60-year-olds or whatever play WoW, and
I would say probably
well over, you know, 75% of them, a huge majority of them, are not the kind of people that would dress up and really, really role play in like a Dungeons and Dragons setting. But
did you realize you just left room for one out of every four people who are playing World of Warcraft would put on a costume?
Well, I said at least 75%. At least 75%. Probably more. But
you know what? It's so much perception. I don't mean to belabor the point, but I think about, like, we have a mutual friend who's a fanatic about cooking, right?
Right, right.
Okay? Watches the fucking Food Channel 24 hours a day. Has subscriptions to like 35 magazines about cheese alone.
He's got to go experience those food places.
We'll spend hours poring over research on vegetables.
You know,
okay, all of this. And now I'm about to drive the stake in. Ready?
All right.
People like him wear a costume when they go to work. Right?
They really
do. Is there a different word for a giant, retarded-looking hat that serves no functional purpose?
Other than to say, this is what I wear because I'm a chef.
And a white guy. Yes, I'm a chef. Look at my big, funny hat.
You're right.
And he wears a costume.
But it looks like a fucking marshmallow hat or something. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. So, and I'm about to keep going. Country music fans, a lot of them wear a costume every day. They're not out on the range. They're not dry. They put on a fucking Halloween costume and pretend to be a cowboy.
During
the day. What I'm trying to say is that people wearing costumes in public is not as rare and weird as we want to make it out to be.
Yeah, okay. You know what? This is totally segueing off, so please, let's not forget where we're at. We're talking about...
And let's not hammer too hard on country music fans, because we went there last time.
Yeah, we did. But don't forget where we're at. We're talking about...
Avatar.
Somehow we're still talking about Avatar.
And we need to get back to
body parts. Yeah, we still need to hit body parts.
Okay, somehow we are still talking about Avatar, I guess, technically.
Yeah.
Okay, remember where we're at, but... You just brought up a very good point. I've had people ask me, what the hell do you have against country music? Why don't you like country music? And I can't say that it's just the style because, well, I don't like rap, but I don't fucking hate rap like I hate country. Like,
right, right.
You know, like, I want to punch country.
Aww. Some country music's okay.
I
want to
kick country in the balls.
Yeah, like, not individual people, just if country music could be a person, I would kick it in the balls.
Right.
And I've seen people do this. I've actually watched friends transform from a normal person to they start listening to country music, and oh my god, the next day I see him wearing a big fucking cowboy hat and a giant belt buckle. And it's like, dude, you don't raise horses.
Right.
Okay? You're wearing a fucking...
I think you have to say rear horses.
I'm sorry, rear... Okay.
But number one, horses. It's funnier because it sounds like you're having sex with them. And number two, it sounds country.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? It's like, you're dressing up like people that existed hundreds of years ago. Nobody. Well, okay, people dress like that.
Cowboys do still exist.
Yeah.
And
maybe I'm digging myself into a hole.
I really think you are.
I don't think there were cowboys in the 1600s either, but but I know what you're saying, right?
But it's, yeah, okay. Yeah,
I
understand.
If anybody Southern listening, they like hate us.
I don't think anybody Southern is listening after the last podcast.
Yeah.
Well, we shouldn't say Southern, because there's some cool people down
south. Heck, Blue October's from Texas.
Yeah. No, they're from Oklahoma, aren't they?
No, they are from Texas.
And Oklahoma's just as bad as Texas. I can say that because I'm a Husker fan. It's nothing against Oklahoma. It's just the Sooners suck.
But, so are the Huskers.
Fuck off! The Huskers are back, baby.
Anyway.
We'll see what's up this year. We'll see what's up.
We've been saying that for 10 years. For the past 10 years.
Hey, we had a winning. We went to a bowl last year.
Yeah, it wasn't even like a recognizable bowl.
We're going off track. We're going off track.
Okay, all right. Was there a track?
No, there was no track.
I think we've lost it.
I know what you're saying.
My point is that, like, it kind of seems more so, you know, and I guess maybe I'm just prejudiced. Maybe it is no different than someone who starts to listen to rap music, and then the next week they're suddenly wearing baggy jeans and a hoodie, you know, or what have you, or goth music, and they start suddenly dyeing their hair black and wearing makeup.
Here's the deal. There's definitely a culture that goes along with each thing. Like, you like goth music, there's a culture that goes along with it. You like country, there's a culture that goes along with it. You like rap music, there's a culture that goes along with that. Even if you like pop music, there's a culture that goes along with that. It's just, quote, white normal. You know, that's what that culture is.
It's just that the culture that goes along with country music seems the dumbest.
Right. But
I don't mean intellectually, I mean in the way you dress and talk.
Well, the thing is like, I look at when I was in college, and it's funny to look back on photos and whatnot, in that that was huge grunge era, right? That's when Nirvana was big, and Pearl Jam was just hitting the scene, and Alice in Chains and all that, and I look at it, and in the photos, we're all wearing the plaid flannels, you know, and all and all of that stuff. So there's definitely a culture that goes along with it. It's just that we weren't dressing up like the Lone Ranger. You know what I mean? And so it's an extreme. And I'm not saying that as much to put down country music fans as I am to say, let's lighten up on the people who want to dress up like the Black Knight.
Yeah.
You know, or whatever. It's their thing.
Yeah.
It's not my thing. I'm not the guy who's going to put on Spock ears and go to a Star Trek convention because I'm not a loser. But let's go a little light on the losers, because that's their thing. That's what they're into.
By the way, can I just say, there's really no point to saying this other than it's amazing that I actually have a friend like this, but I actually know somebody, good, close friend of mine, who has a Star Trek uniform.
Yeah.
And wore Star Trek uniforms and had his groomsmen wear Star Trek uniforms to his wedding.
Did he get married in a Star Trek uniform?
Yes, the man did.
Wow, I can't believe she let him do that.
And his wife let him. Anyway, moving
on. Wait, time out. Did she wear a regular wedding dress?
I think so.
Or did she... No! You can't wear a regular wedding dress and get married to a Vulcan. You can't do that.
Did he have ears on?
He was a Federation member.
Oh.
Not a Vulcan. Anyway.
Wow.
I guess there's Vulcans who are Federation members. I just pissed off like tons of Star Trek
fans.
Anyway.
I know nothing.
And here's what's funny. We're making fun of him when everybody else gets married in a costume.
Yeah. I want to put out a formal apology to country music fans. Because I'm pretty sure I just recently, within the past 10 minutes or so, said some really blanket, insult, ignorant statements about you guys. But I guess that's...
To say nothing of last episode.
Yeah, we'll just forget about
it. Where we spent about 20 minutes doing just
that. I went a little further this episode, though.
We love everyone, though.
Yeah, you know, it's not people. I don't hate people, and I'm not against people. It's just certain styles of music or movies or genres of whatever that piss me off, and I sometimes sound like I'm bashing people, but I like people. I'm actually a very tolerant guy. It's really hard to piss me off or... It's really hard to find a person that I won't at least try to be friends with.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry. You know, I'm not
Don't be a pussy.
You do, you know, fuck you guys. No.
Yeah, that's it. Stand up.
But, you know, hey, it's really, you know, dressing up like a cowboy, listening to country like music. Not much fun. Different, not much different than listening to like goth music. And wearing makeup or listening to rap and wearing a beanie.
You know what, though? It really isn't that much different, because all of those people are losers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I've always been a fan of goth music. Well, not the goth shit that they have today, but the real goth, like The Cure, when they were starting all that.
Yeah, back when goth was nothing like goth.
Right, and the Bauhaus and all that stuff. I mean, now it's evolved into something really bizarre. But I mean, I've always loved that sort of stuff, but I never felt the need paint my face white and walk around with blood red lips.
Well, I wonder what that is that makes people feel the need to, like, hey, I found a genre that I like, I must become
it. You know, it's like it's people looking for an identity.
Yeah, yeah. People who aren't secure in themselves. And
right. Like we have found our identity as assholes.
Right.
So we're no longer certain.
Assholes don't really need to conform to anyone or anything.
Right. It's the whole point of being an asshole.
It really is.
Is you just look down on everyone and try to shame them.
Be gentle.
We really shouldn't publish this episode.
just whatever. Sorry.
We're teasing everyone. Okay, so anyway, back to the internet losers. Avatar looks fantastic. The other movie that's coming out is Inglourious Basterds, which annoys the piss out of me because it's spelled all fucked up on the posters.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. They misspelled something?
Yeah, on purpose. And I don't even think they did it on purpose. I'll tell you what happened. They spelled Bastards Basterds, right?
Right, okay. Is that not a word?
No, that's not a word.
Why would they do that?
Well, I'll give you my thoughts on it. They also spelled Inglorious with the British spelling for some reason. There's a U in there, a random U just dropped in there for whatever reason. Here's what I think happened. Quentin Tarantino's script leaked onto the internet about a year ago, and it hit like wildfire across the internet. Like, you could go anywhere and download it and read it if you wanted to.
So people had the entire movie script?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was spelled all wrong on the front page of the script. As much as I love Quentin Tarantino, I have to believe that he just fucked it up and was so humiliated by the fact that everyone in the world was like, dude, I can't spell bastard, that he was just like, no, that's the fucking name of the movie. Like, that's the way it is. I'm just spelling it wrong because
I'm fucking Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah, exactly. And by rights, he is fucking Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
He could spell it GX17 if you wanted to.
Throw a Batman symbol in there.
Yeah, and it would be fine. But anyway, so yeah, Inglourious Basterds comes out, today. Did it come out today?
I think so.
Yeah. And I can't wait. Even though his last movie was trash, every other movie he's made besides that was great. Did you see it?
No.
Yeah, that's why you're saying that, because that movie was
good. No, I was saying it tongue in cheek.
What was it called?
Death Proof. You might not have heard of Death Proof because it came out as Grindhouse.
Yeah.
It was two movies in one.
Okay, that's what I was
Grindhouse
was
Planet Terror and Death Proof together.
Okay.
It was a double feature.
Right.
And Planet Terror was the bomb. It was good times.
That was the zombie one?
That was the zombie one. Robert Rodriguez directed it. And it was good. Bruce Willis. Yeah. Bruce Willis in anything, dude. But Death Proof was insufferable. It was so bad. And it even had Kurt Russell in it. And Kurt Russell could make anything cool.
Oh, yeah. Dude. Okay. Kurt Russell made a movie about... Well... I'm just going to say it. He made Overboard cool.
I love that movie.
Okay, not even... Oh, I won't say cool, but he made that enjoyable. I don't know why. I just love that movie.
Everybody loves
if
that
you,
movie.
Have you, okay, do you like it? Do you love it? I like that movie.
Yeah,
I don't know if I was a nerd.
I wouldn't go out of my way to watch it, but when it comes on, I...
We always stop it. On it whenever it comes on.
I'm just going to say in general right now, Kurt Russell's the man.
Oh, hell yeah.
Kurt Russell's the fucking man. And... Yeah, but yeah, I love that movie, and I honestly think it's hugely due to Kurt Russell. I'm sure it's a good story.
Sure not due to Goldie Hawn.
Sure it's a good story, but you know, it's nothing. There's nothing super duper special about the story. It's an unlikely couple who end up really falling in love,
right.
And then right at the end, it doesn't look like things are going to work out, but they work out. Okay, yeah. That's very familiar.
Pretty much every romantic comedy. Yeah. Ever.
Right. It's just had a slight twist on it, but you know, whatever. But it's
the slight twist being it was on a boat.
yeah. But it's you know, it's the character chemistry. It's the actors and the way they put that movie out. Like, oh, this is going way back to what we started talking about at the beginning, and that's that you were talking about how T2 was, it really is a stupid, stupid movie.
Yeah.
But Robots James Cameron.
I love that movie.
James
I do too. I love it.
No, I'm not saying it's a bad movie. It's the general concept of the movie and the basic storyline. You could really picture, if you think of the basics of the storyline and all that, you could really picture someone else, a different director, making that a horrible movie. Like something worthy of
a show.
Worthy of MST3K hardcore.
Yeah.
Like, but it was done by James Cameron, and motherfucker
McG.
Knows how to make a movie.
McG could make that into a horrible movie.
McG?
McG. That was the director of the new Terminator.
Oh, really?
Also Charlie's Angels 1 and 2.
Oh, no! Whoa! Pause!
Yeah.
Rewind back the hell up.
Yeah.
You're telling me people fucking gave T3 over to the hands of someone who directed Charlie's Angels?
T4.
Excuse me, T4.
Yeah.
T3 was good.
I liked T3.
I did, and we talked about that too, but...
Also, his name's McG.
Why'd you give it over to Mick G? Okay, why'd you do that shit?
Like Mick G, like MCG?
Yeah, is it like M? Is it like capital M, lowercase c, capital G?
Yep, that's what it is.
Mick G, like McGavin?
Yep.
Or
well, his real name is Joseph McGinty, but he goes by Mick G.
Does he? Kind of like J-Lo or something? He kind of made up
right.
His own fucking last name.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they shouldn't have given that to him. Yeah, James Cameron. His name is James Cameron.
Yeah.
Wow. So, okay. That makes a lot more sense now, and I'm kind of pissed that they did
and
that.
And so somebody like McG could have made T2 into a really god-awful film. But, I don't know. I mean, God bless him. He's trying. He's doing his best. And
but, you know, I mean, you got to give chances to people. You know, movie directors have to move up somehow. And at some point, you know, to let
well,
them
I mean, look
grow
at some,
as a...
somebody gave James Cameron a chance.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
you know
what I mean?
It's just unfortunately someone tested another director's integrity on T4. And they...
Right. Well, and here's an interesting story.
Maybe they should have tested it on, like, Fast and the Furious 8.
No.
Maybe he could have made that genre pull it together.
No.
Nobody can do that. James Cameron could.
Here's an interesting story. If you listen to the commentary on the movie Aliens, when James Cameron got the job to make Aliens, Terminator hadn't come out yet, right? The only movie that James Cameron had directed prior was Piranha 2.
Really?
For Roger Corman.
Never
low
even
budget
heard
horror
of it.
Flick.
Piranhas 2?
Yeah.
2?
2. Yeah.
Okay. Part 2 of any movie in general has kind of
well,
a bad
and,
rap
and in,
usually.
In James Cameron's defense, I think it probably is the more esteemed of the Piranhas franchise.
Well, I'm not bashing because like you said, you got to start somewhere.
Right, but,
I mean,
but the thing is he got the job directing Aliens and people were like, what the fuck? Who is this guy? Because Terminator hadn't come out yet.
Right.
And Alien was Ridley Scott's masterpiece. And here comes this guy whose only credit is Piranha 2. And it was so bad that the people on the set wouldn't give him any respect. They ended up, like, having to fire people off the crew.
That's amazing.
McG could have pulled it off.
You know, you're right. I shouldn't judge him right just from that because you bring up an awesome point, and that's that Piranhas 2 director James Cameron turned into Aliens 2 director James Cameron. Yeah. So I shouldn't judge people just based on that. Right. So.
But on the other hand, you should, because Terminator Salvation turned out to be shit. And James Cameron is the right. exception, not the rule.
You know what? Because you can't go by the exception. And you don't often see people directing part two of a originally horrible movie turning into an amazing classic director.
Let's talk about celebrity body parts, because
you're right.
I want to get to it, and
on E! News, you were watching...
It wasn't E! News, it was the special.
Or, I'm sorry, okay, something just, on E!
It's like celebrity, like sexy celebrity.
They were just comparing, who has the... out of all men, who has the best-looking legs? Out of all women, who has the best-looking legs? Who has the best-looking butt out of all
They were actually doing, who has the best-looking, lower part of their neck.
I don't remember what they called it.
They call it Taj.
Okay.
Aside from that, aside from just the absurdity of a show like that, what fucking world are we living in? Seriously. Where it's who's got the best fucking shoulder or whatever. And
I can't stop watching it.
But here's my question. They were talking about the guy's legs. At what point did it become okay for guys to fucking shave their legs and walk around in little tiny bikini things?
I don't know, but I need to start doing some squats.
No, you don't. And
You're right.
Honest to God, that's not okay.
You're right, I almost got sucked into the E-news mentality.
Gay, that's not okay. If you're not gay, you shouldn't be wearing little spandex bikini things and shaving your legs and walking around so that you can be hot.
If I had a contract with Calvin Klein or some top modeling agency or something, I would totally be strutting my shit if I had it.
Yeah, but you're a woman.
Women are supposed to and allowed to strut their shit.
Yeah, I was going to say it's dangerous to say they're supposed to.
Okay, yeah. Even though they are. Allowed to,
for sure. Like you said, you would love to do it. So great, good on you. If you're a guy, it's not okay.
Okay. I recently have started drinking Miller Lite because it is low in calorie. Why did this happen? I started getting a beer belly. And that's because I found out it's not okay to have 4 to 5 beers a night and expect to still have the waist/tummy you've had since you were 17.
It does look weird to see with a belly.
It's weird, dude. I've been a size 32 my whole life. Well,
you looked weird with a size 32 waist when you were 4.
I was wearing an inner tube.
People would talk behind their hands, and it was
okay. Strange. So since
we loved you though,
thank you.
You were cute. hard to get in the bassinet.
Everybody loves a weirdo.
Yeah. That's a strap, you know.
Okay, I get it. I know what you're saying. From the age of about, I'll say 16 or 17, through...
Impossible to find diapers. You have to wrap drapes around.
Okay, fucking shut up! From the age of about 17 through, I'd say 24 or 25.
I would say 26.
For nearly a decade, I've been a size 32. I didn't go to a size 34.
He tried really hard. I tried to go to a 33.
I tried to only let it be a 33 or 34. And then I realized even those were uncomfortable. And fucking, I had gone to a 36.
Yeah.
I know that that's not a huge gain. It's not like, oh my God, you've become obese. But yeah. So, anyway.
And it's fucking sweet.
I said all that to lead up to the fact that, I was talking to my father-in-law, and I was explaining that I had to drink Miller Lite, because he offered me a Budweiser, and I was like, hell yeah, I haven't had a Budweiser in a while, that's high in calorie, this is going to be awesome, and he was like, what? And I started to explain that I was drinking light-calorie, crappy-tasting beer, not to say Budweiser is excellent. But, I was drinking, fucking MGD 64.
Right.
Which tastes like beer water.
Right.
Because of my waist. Because I wanted to lose some weight. What he said to me had some merit.
You're a fag.
He did. No. Did he really? No, he didn't call me a fag, but he said, you know what? That's okay. Because if you didn't have a belly at this age, that means you're a fag, because it means you Yes,
he really did.
He used the word fag, and I'm, please don't be offended from me using the word fag. I'm quoting someone else, okay? And at first I thought, wow, what a...
Male chauvinist.
Male chauvinist, you know, such a guy thing to say.
Do we really need to preface chauvinist with male? Is there a female chauvinist out there?
Really not.
Or like an equine chauvinist?
Equine chauvinist.
You say chauvinist, you think?
Yeah. Really, should I be, like...
You know what?
Changing my lifestyle because of, you know...
This conversation is kind of bad.
It really is. Fucking Avatar looks awesome.
No, I know what you're saying. And I agree. But I think it applies to both men and women. I will take a quote, average-looking woman any day over Barbie dolls on television.
Yeah.
Any day. I'm not turned on by those... freaking fake baked bleach blonde, you know, makeup,
yeah, skin and bones,
little waist, big tits hanging out, long legs, whatever. They just don't look like people to me, and it's not sexual to me. It's like but it doesn't turn me on. Give me a woman who looks real, who's got some
cushion for the pushing.
I was going to say some reality about her.
I'm but sorry.
But pushing
that I went,
for the pushing works.
I'm sorry I went right to that. But yeah. You got to have a little meat on the bones. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
I'm just going to stop.
Did we talk about anything?
Not really.
We talked about Avatar and WoW.
Yeah.
And it turned into this whole,
I'm just
going to
stop apologizing for all the rabbit trails, because otherwise people are going to get really pissed off for our podcast.
But it was good talking. About.
They're going to be
It was good talking. But here's the thing, though. I think in this episode we pretty much managed to piss off genre fans, country music fans, gay people, and
Star Trek fans.
Yeah, Star Trek fans.
And
they're included in genre fans.
Okay, sorry.
And rednecks. Is there anybody else we haven't offended that we should get to? Should we hit some minorities before we go?
I was thinking that.
What do you have against Mexicans and blacks?
We're going to have to save that for another podcast, because it's a long list. All right. Okay.
We love you all.
All right.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, so it's Harold Mitch Mitchell.
Nicole James.
And this is Arthur Sprinkle. And this is Pop Culture Panic.
Toodaloo!